Good morning. We're going to veer from our topic right now. We've been talking about not sitting within four amos of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. We're going to take a break and continue that after Shavuos in order to ask some questions about the Chashivos, the importance of learning Torah, and also specifically talk about Chag HaShavuot. So today we're going to have an interesting question. It's brought in a kuntres named Chanoch Lenaar. Questions that were asked of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And the following was asked. Somebody was learning in yeshiva and he has set times to learn all day long, including night seder. And they were at the time in their lives that friends were getting married, and the question was, receiving all these wedding invitations, is there an obligation to go to each and every wedding? And obviously that would mean missing out on night seder. If somebody would go to every wedding, that would be a lot of night seders that would be missed out on. So do you have to go to every wedding you're invited to? And in addition, if you do go, how long should you stay there? And how about when you're invited to a good friend's wedding and he would be offended if you don't show up, is there an obligation to go? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says there's absolutely no obligation to go to each and every simcha that you're invited to. There are those people who are makbi that are strict to not invite others to a bris, because there are some poskim who say that if you're invited to a bris, then you're obligated to go. Accordingly, we don't invite people to a bris, so they're not obligated to go, and that's a whole topic into itself. But when it comes to chasana, that the concept doesn't exist, that you don't invite, there's no obligation to go to chasana, so we don't even have that concern. So Rav Chaim answered as follows: Ein shum din ve ein shum chiyuv. There's no halacha, no such halacha that you have to go. There's no chiyuv to go, even if you're invited. Simply, the question is, if the chasan is going to be offended, in order to avoid offending him, then maybe midin chesed we should be going. But he says, when I was young, when I was in yeshiva, I did not go to each and every chasana I was invited to, said Rav Chaim Kanievsky, except to good friends. And when it came to good friends, he went so they wouldn't be offended if he did not show up. And also, if he didn't go to everyone's simcha, they wouldn't come to his. So that's another important reason to go, certainly for good friends. But otherwise, we are indeed not obligated to go to each and every simcha, including weddings that we are invited to. So in fact, the Binyan Olam brings in the name of the Maharshag, that the Maharshag was asked the following question. It says, Mitzvah Rabba Leilech Lusudas Mitzvah. It's a great mitzvah to go to every Suda, so maybe you should go to every Suda's mitzvah. And the Maharshag responded as follows. His view is that that only applies when you are concerned there will not be a minion for the Suda's mitzvah. For example, for a Sheva Brachas or a wedding, then it's a mitzvah rabbah, a huge mitzvah to go. However, if that is not the case, it's preferable to sit and learn to be involved in Torah rather than going to the simcha, because they're going to have a wedding anyway, they're going to have a minyan anyway, they're going to have a minyan for the Sheva Brachas anyway. So it's preferable to learn at that time rather than going. And in fact, it seems like I'm reading from the that Kuntres Chanoch Lenaar has in a footnote that it's brought that when the Maharshag was learning by the Maharam Shik, the Maharshag got married and he was departing from his Rebbe. Then they talked about this very sugya. You have to go to every wedding that you're invited to. And the Maharam Shik told the Maharshag as follows. He said it in Yiddish, but we'll read it in the Lashon HaKodesh. Kesheyoshvim velomdim lo mitchartim af pam. If you're sitting and learning at the time of that simcha, you will never have charato. You will never have regret. In other words, what the Maharshag was told by his Rebbe, the Maharam Shik, is it's preferable to be learning rather than going to a wedding, rather than going to a simcha, other than if you're close to the chasan, you can increase the simcha of the chasan, you can be mesameach chasan the color. Obviously, we're not talking about a general rule, but just because you're invited to wedding when they're not going to necessarily miss you, they're not going to be offended by you not attending, but just you got an invitation because you're one of the chevra being invited, the response was, it's preferable to sit and to learn rather than going to the chasana, and you will not regret it. From here, we see the importance of sticking with our siddurim and learning. Obviously, there are times to go to Simchas Mitzvah if there's not going to be a minyan, but otherwise, based on these poskim, we have to try to stick with our siddurim. Have a wonderful day.